The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, August the 7th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the 7 race card this afternoon at the Curragh Run on good to firm ground. No appreciable rain forecast in the next few hours or so, so we should get a nice surface for all this afternoon. The highlight comes in the shape of the Phoenix Stakes, which is the Group 1, which of course sees Caravaggio return to action after his victory in the Coventry Stakes. We also have a decent Group 3 half an hour later when the sprinters take centre stage there. But we move on to the very first race on the card, which is a maiden run over 5 furlongs. It's the 205. And my best bet on the card, indeed my nap of the day, is Slumming Angel in this race from the Edward Lynham stable. This filly made a bright start to her racing career when she finished 4th on debut behind a horse called Mr. Scarlet, trained by Sheila Lavery. Sheila, I know, thinks that Mr. Scarlet is a group race horse in the waiting. So therefore, Edwin Lynham's filly did really well to finish and never near at 4th, only beaten 2¼ lengths. Doesn't really probably tell the whole story, as she was a little bit slowly away. And then she raced on the heels of the leaders just inside the final couple of furlongs, only to finish the strongest of all at the standside rail. Indeed, if she would have been drawn probably a little bit far over where the main action took place, she might have gone a little bit closer than she did. But it's still a very, very encouraging run all the same. She certainly did enough to beat all the horses that were drawn around her. And with just normal improvement here, I expect her to take a real strong hand in the finish. Not only that, she's drawn in stall 13, which usually at the Curragh is the place to be at the standside rails, albeit the clerk of the course has tinkered with the stalls lately, where he's shifted them away from the rail, he's put them down the middle, but hopefully it shouldn't be a negative for my selection. Slumming Angel, who looks a really decent bet around about 7-2 this morning. On to race 2 then, the 235, which is a fillies race. The one to concentrate on here is Hydrangea from the Aidan O'Brien stable. She made a nice start to her racing career here when finishing mid-division behind Velveteen, only beaten 5 lengths. And she stepped up on that as expected at Galway the other day when she was second behind Ezria from the Wells stable. Of course, had been laid out the race by the Master of Rosewall. The ground was probably a little bit too soft for Hydrangea on that occasion, but it was still a decent return. She went all the way to the line, and she looks a nice staying filly in the making without being anything special. This doesn't look a particularly strong event. I'd expect Aidan O'Brien's charge to come out on top and to eventually shed her maiden tag. On to the 305, and it looks to be another decent opportunity for an Aidan O'Brien maiden to take this race in the shape of Utah, who caught the eye on debut behind stable companion Douglas MacArthur, who of course was a bit of a flop on debut. But that form looks quite strong, and it was noticeable that this horse was certainly not given a hard time in behind the field. Wasn't particularly strongly fancied, but Shami Heffern gave this horse a real proper educational. Just basically coaxed it home in the latter stages without overly pressing any buttons. And in keeping with how a lot of Aidan O'Brien's run first time out, that shape in a similar fashion, they do come on leaps and bounds for that opening initial run. Indeed, Dr. MacArthur himself was last of 6 when he ran at Leopardstown on his debut, and we saw what he did next time out. So expect much better things from Utah today. He's not badly drawn either, 6 of 11. They're going to race sort of middle to far side, so that should be absolutely ideal. And with the tongue tie on for the first time out, I'd expect this Colt by Galileo to come through there in the 305. Once again, Aidan O'Brien's going to be centre stage here as he sends Caravaggio to post in the Phoenix Stakes. And this looks a bit of a formality for this colt by Scat Daddy, who's carried all before him so far this season. 3 starts, 3 wins. First time up at Dundalk. Next time when he came here to the Curragh, he was hugely impressive when he scored in a very fast time, beating a decent field. And then, he went to Ascot, full of hope that he could win the Coventry Stakes. And not only did he do that, he did it in such spectacular fashion. He's a very short price favourite now for next year's 2,000 guineas. Quite rightly so as well. The horses he beat have certainly gone on to frank the form subsequently. We've seen Maymarsh win the July Stakes, Psychedelic Funk run really well since. And back in the field, Yalta, who finished 8th, has also gone on to win at Goodwood, breaking the track record in the process. So, as you can see, Caravaggio did everything right. He beat the right horses, and he did it in the manner of a very impressive horse. Plus the fact he's going to get a chance to race on fast ground on turf for the first time, which should be very electrifying to see how he gets on this afternoon. Medicine Jack's the only one you could offer as any kind of horse, well, horse that will give him any kind of race. He beat Peace Envoy the last day here in the Anglesey Stakes. So, of course, that form has taken a boost with the winner, with the second going on to win subsequently. So, only really two to concentrate on here, but all eyes will be on Caravaggio, who should win quite comfortably. On to the 4.05 then, and I think this is quite an intriguing little affair here. You've got a combination of the likes of Fort Del Oro, who's always deadly in these kind of races, Jamesy and Flight Risk, all flying the flag for the older brigade. But the one to catch the eye here down the bottom is Air Force Blue. He's been a bit of an enigma so far this season, but there's every chance that dropping back in trip now, he will come back to something like the form that he showed last year. Of course, he went into the winter as favourite for the 2,000 guineas off the back of an impressive win in the Dewhurst, but everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong for this colt by Warfront. One way or another, he just hasn't been right so far. But obviously, he was a bit of a flop in the 2,000 guineas and the Irish version, but the green shoots of recovery were certainly there for all to see as he dropped back in trip for the July Cup, when he finished down the field. But there was plenty to like about the way he travelled through that race, and he was going really strongly approaching the final furlong when he got denied a clear run. Where he would have finished is anyone's guess, but like I say, he went through the race a lot better than he has done on any race so far this season, so there's a good chance that six furlongs is now going to be his trip. That certainly is the theory anyway, and he's very strongly fancied to get his head back in front at a track, of course, where he's three wins from four starts. His only flop was on soft ground in the Irish 2,000 guineas. So even though he's a bit of a skinny price this morning, I think the market's right here, and I would also go with Air Force Blue to get back on track. On to race six then, a competitive-looking seven furlong handicap. The two that stand out for me here are I Will Excel and Arborfield. My first choice would be Michael Callaghan's I Will Excel, ridden by the excellent £7 apprentice David Simonson, who I do think he's going to be a really good pilot in years to come. This horse ran 6 days ago in a very competitive race where he finished a close-up fifth behind Dark Alliance, and he's basically been running consistently well all season. He does like it here at the Curragh. He was second early on in the season behind Your Pal Tal. And I've got a funny feeling nowadays that maybe seven furlongs is going to be his trip, because he just looked a little bit one-paced over the six furlong trip, which he's been contesting mostly this season. He's also got a very good draw. I do like that draw towards the far side rail. As I say, with an excellent pilot on board, I think around about 7-1 this morning, I Will Excel is sure to go well. The other one to mention, as I said, was Arborfield, right down the bottom. Maybe might just be doing better this horse in a slightly lesser class race than he faces today, but he did run quite encouragingly in that race that I Will Excel was second in behind Three Bells. And for me, a step up in triple definitely suits him. I think actually a mile is even going to be more beneficial for this Prunella Dobbs trained individual as the season progresses. Those are my two against the field there. I Will Excel around about 7-1 and Arborfield at 10-1. And then on to the final race, another competitive race. This one's over a mile. I'm a massive fan of this Total Demolition at the moment. Just the horse is just absolutely on fire. Indeed, his two blobs on the card can be very much forgiven. He got no run at Leopardstown behind Arred, and he got a tragic run at Galway behind Emily Fury. But then he went back to Ballybrit a few days later, and he absolutely bolted up, beating Marshall Jennings in a whirlwind time for the grade. In fact, it was so good that I do think this form will uphold throughout the rest of the autumn and summer and autumn. And indeed, Dream Walker, who was third, has gone on to frank the form as he went back to the Curragh a few days later to win that Premier Handicap in pretty devastating fashion. Albeit that this horse is up at £7 in the ratings, I actually think it's in keeping with his speed figures and his general improvement in ability. And although he could have done with a slightly better draw, 11 of 13 is not ideal, I still expect him to come with a good run down the outside of the field and certainly get very competitive in this concluding handicap. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast for Sunday, August the 7th. Once again, we're going to be podcasting again tomorrow, where it's Ballinrobe taking centre stage with their seven race card beginning at 5:40. So do tune in for that tomorrow. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.